Thank you for downloading Profile. In this edition, Mark Coles looks at the controversial Conservative MP Nadine Dorries, who has been suspended from her party for taking up the challenge of I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
In her mind, she's the Bridget Jones of Westminster, a self-proclaimed council estate scouser MP. To her critics, she's mad nad. Until this week, a Tory politician not afraid to go way off message.
Not only are Cameron and Osborne two posh boys who don't know the price of milk, but they're two arrogant posh boys.
She's experienced low life.
When I look back, there were nurses nicking sheets out the linen cupboard.
And taken on the male establishment.
I entered a shortlist against two men, and I won outright, and I felt proud to do so.
Now, after 7 years in the political bear pit of Parliament, she's ready for her toughest challenge yet, eating kangaroo testicle while buried up to her neck in a cage of crocodiles in the Australian desert. A smiling ant or deck, no doubt, watching on. For the next few weeks on primetime TV, in front of 10 to 14 million people, Nadine Dorries MP will compete against a former Doctor Who, a pussycat doll and Coronation Street star on the ITV reality show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Already renamed in an avalanche of disrespectful tweets as I'm not fit to be an MP, kick me out of here.
I think it was about 3 months ago she mentioned that she had been invited to go on the programme and was considering it. I gave her very strong advice that I didn't think it was the right thing for her to do. But it was very clear to me, as often is clear with Nadine, she's a very strong-willed person. She was determined to do it. And if anyone can make a success of it, I think she probably can.
Though, not if tweets from the public...
Get back to work, you scrounging scum.
Newspaper editorials.
Mad Nad's a few prawns short of the full Barbie.
Or comments from fellow MPs or anything to go by.
She's let down her colleagues and her constituency.
The Secretary of State for Communities, Eric Pickles, even going so far as to suggest he'll lead a campaign to make sure she stays firmly put in the jungle. So facing ridicule like this, why is she doing it? A close friend and confidant, the Conservative Party activist and blogger, Tim Montgomery.
This is an opportunity for her to reach 10 to 16 million people who watch I'm a Celebrity, who never normally tune into politics. And she believes that if she conducts herself well, in between eating all these horrible foods and fulfilling these endurance tests, she can perhaps challenge people's perceptions of what it means to be an MP and what a Conservative is.
Born Nadine Bargery on the 21st of May 1957, she's one of relatively few northern working-class Tories in the House of Commons. She grew up on a Liverpool council estate. Her dad was a bus driver, her mum a teacher, who's the first to admit she used to hang her head in shame at Nadine's less-than-academic school record.
She was every teacher's nightmare, and I'm saying that in the nicest way possible, but I used to go into school apologising profusely for the way she acted in school or didn't do work. I said to one teacher, I wouldn't like her in my class. She did nothing at school. She failed everything.
Failed everything?
She did, honestly. And I said to her, you know, you'll never get a good job.
Her finest achievement at school, according to her mum, was a role in a drama class production of Oliver. So, with few qualifications to her name, at 16 she left to train to be a nurse, spending 3 years working in hospitals in Liverpool and Warrington, later tracing her opposition to abortion time limits to her experience there, which she said included assisting on terminations. But if nursing helped shape some of her later political views, her deeply held religious convictions, she once described herself as a conduit for God to use, were informed in part by family tragedy. Tim Montgomery again.
Nadine is a deeply religious person. She has an incredibly keen faith. She talks all the time about her father, who she, you know, lost a number of years ago now. She talks about her brother who died. She's someone who is very, very family orientated. She lives for her three daughters, who she makes lots of sacrifices for. It is her family and faith that are big parts of who she is.
Nadine's father died aged just 42 following a long illness.
She also lost her brother. My son was killed in an RTA And although it slaughtered me, it also slaughtered her.
The shock that terrible experience may in part explain some of her religious convictions.
She is much more godly than I am. You know, it's something to cling to.
After nursing, Nadine spent a year at a community school in Zambia, where her then mining engineer husband had a copper works. On her return, she set up a company providing childcare for working parents, sold it to Bupa, and took a place on their board of directors before turning her attention to politics, working in the office of the then shadow chancellor, Oliver Letwin. Before long, much to her mother's surprise, she was hooked, determined to become an MP herself.
It did surprise me, first of all, because I didn't think she was cut out for an MP.
Her first unsuccessful attempt came in 2001, Nadine failing to unseat the sitting Liberal Democrat MP in the Greater Manchester constituency of Hazelgrove. In 2005, she tried again, this time heading south to relatively rural mid-Bedfordshire, where, when the sitting MP left under a cloud, she found herself propelled to the top of the shortlist and duly elected, majority 11,355. According to her colleague Anne Widdicombe, Nadine Dorries was determined to make her mark right from the start.
I think she felt that she had a job to do, that she knew what that job was, that she knew what her issues were, and that she was going to do those.
Those who know her well say she threw herself into the job. To be fair to her, she worked jolly hard, her constituency party chairman said, before pulling out of an interview with us. Others she worked with have been less than polite. A bit of a nightmare, quite lazy, said one, though admittedly he fell out with her big time. Her blog landed her in trouble too. She was ticked off for using the parliamentary portcullis emblem on it, and some of her comments led to her being investigated during the MP's expenses scandal.
My name's Nadine Dorries, I'm an MP. I've never claimed for a mortgage on my expenses, therefore I've never flipped, I've never benefited in any way. I've never claimed for a cleaner or a gardener, a duck house, a moat or anything. I don't own a company that I pay funds into. I've never claimed for petty cash or for food.
And she's from Liverpool.
And I'm from Liverpool.
Both unconventional and direct, it's an approach the political sketch writer Quentin Letts finds refreshing.
Well, she brings individuality. And this is perhaps why she inspires such suspicion among establishment types. How dare she not conform to the blob? And what she does is she stands up in the House of Commons, and the voice, first of all, is a little bit different, slightly scouse. You don't hear enough of that in the House of Commons. Female, you don't hear enough of that. But also she gives voice to feelings that you find in the street, but you don't find often enough in the political establishment. And she's brave. She took on the Speaker of the House of Commons when nobody else had the guts to do so.
A strong gut and at times thick skin. The mother of three daughters, she introduced a series of highly controversial but unsuccessful private members' bills into the House of Commons, including trying to reduce the time limit for abortion from 24 to 20 weeks and arguing that girls should be taught sexual abstinence in schools, which led to angry demonstrations outside Parliament.
I think one of the difficulties that Nadine faces is that she does see things very much in black and white terms. But what she won't do is just confront the possibility that other people may be coming at this from a slightly different angle. So, in fact, when she was doing the abortion issue, she came to blows with some of the pro-life movement. Quite unnecessary. The one thing you don't do is alienate your friends.
Including the leadership of your party.
Nadine Dorries.
Does the Prime Minister think it's about time he told the Deputy Prime Minister who is the boss?
I wanted to hear the question, but I want to hear the Prime Minister's answer.
I know the Honourable Lady is extremely frustrated about... Maybe I should start all over again. I don't think... I'm going to give up on this one.
Not quite the response Nadine Dorries was looking for, the parliamentary equivalent of lighting the touch paper, standing back and waiting for the fireworks to explode. And explode she did.
Unfortunately, I think that not only are Cameron and Osborne two posh boys who don't know the price of milk, but they're two arrogant posh boys who show no remorse, no contrition, and no passion to want to understand the lives of others, and that is their real crime.
Not a knockout, but certainly round one to the MP for mid-beds. Round two, and the Chancellor responded with a verbal right hook, saying that in 7 years he couldn't recall Nadine Dorries agreeing with a single thing either he or the party leadership had said. Quentin Letts gave the bout to Dorries, on points at least.
Her posh boy's remark was a bit coarse, a bit overdone, but golly, it was widely shared in the Conservative Party and throughout the kingdom. And this is what I mean about Nadine Dorries. She was unusual in that she was brave.
There were ways of saying the same thing in rather more diplomatic language. To have come out with that as a serving Conservative MP when her party workers are going around banging on doors on behalf of Cameron and Osborne is quite difficult.
Anne Widdecombe advising Nadine Dorries on diplomacy. That should raise a few eyebrows, though she could probably have done with the help. Last year, on her only trip abroad as an MP, Dorries led a cross-party delegation to Equatorial Guinea to try to improve relations with a country renowned for human rights abuses. The newspaper columnist Ian Birrell, the former scriptwriter for David Cameron, went with her. He admits it didn't go to plan.
I'm not sure how aware she was of the nature of the regime and the brutality and kleptocracy and things like that. Before going there, I wouldn't say she'd done a huge amount of research. And when she got there, obviously just being there was used by the local regime. However, having said all that, she was quite quick to see that, hang on, something's not right here. And she noticed little things like how much the handbags and watches were worth of some of the people sitting around the room. And then after a little while, she did realise, and she very much turned on the person organising the trip and said, listen, have no doubt, we're going to say exactly what this place is really like. So I think you saw the best and the worst of her there.
Telling it as it is, a lack of tact or diplomacy may come in handy in the I'm a Celebrity jungle. I mean, how many conversations about darts can you have with Eric Bristow? How many Pussycat Doll songs could you possibly face singing along to? So how does Anne Widdecombe, herself a former Strictly Come Dancing contestant, think Dorries will fare in reality TV land? Will she end up Queen of the Jungle, or will the British public see her as an irritating pest that needs to be squashed at the first opportunity?
I just hope that her present venture pays off. Now, if I were asked to put a bet on it, I would have to bet very, very heavily against it coming off. If she had asked me, which she certainly did not do, I would have said, Nadine, don't touch this with a 10-foot barge pole.
Do you think she'll survive this?
I hope she survives this, because I think we need our mavericks in Parliament. I hope she manages to touch a chord with the group that she's aiming at, which is the younger group. I note with interest that in her constituency, it's the younger people who are saying, what's all the fuss about? You know, let her do it, go for it. So I rather hope she does that.
So bring it on. Rat innards, raw fish eyes, kangaroo vaginal parts, cockroach biscuits and Nadine Dorries, MP for Mid-Bedfordshire, digging through animal dung to get a message across. A curious mix of vulnerability and ego. Extrovert yet lonely, something of a tweeting self-publicist who's admirably straight-talking. Ian Birrell again.
I think she'll either do very, very well at getting across the fact that she is unusual for a politician, or she'll rub everyone up the wrong way and be ejected within about 20 seconds. I think it'll either be great success or great failure, which I think is possibly the story of Nadine.
Profile was presented by Mark Coles and produced by Samita Patel. There are many more news and current affairs programmes that you can download for free. You can find these and our terms and conditions on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.